Once you said that you really didn't think that you were a... Thank you, Sid, for the eating. It's great. You didn't think you were an album band.
Yeah, does
it really sort of matter to you that you've had to put out an album which is basically a collection of singles with some other tracks? Or do you really feel it is an album?
Of course it's an album. It's just put everything that what we ever done on it. Instead of... There's nothing missing so that we can put the singles on. It's just a comprehensive, what do we call it, or...
An encyclopedia of Sex Pistols,
so far.
We didn't want the singles on it. I didn't want the singles on it, but I personally didn't. And the rest of the band didn't seem to mind.
But it hasn't got...
Unless we differed.
It hasn't got the B-sides, which is some people would think was pretty important. Do you think it's important?
Well...
No.
They were available as singles. If they wanted them then, they had a chance. If they missed them now, that's just too bad. There's nothing I can do about it. I don't really care.
No, because we've got our copies of them anyway.
Yes, I believe you. But, I mean, particularly the B-side of Anarchy, I Want to Be Me, I mean, that was only available somewhat briefly.
To me, it's just an average, dull song. I don't really care about it. In fact, I don't care about any of it.
Neither do I. I don't care about anything.
Total, utter disinterest.
Do you care about the bootleg?
No, not in the least.
Even
as long as I get one of them, I'd appreciate a free copy, so otherwise I'll beat their heads in.
Yeah, they didn't even give us a free copy.
That annoys me greatly, but...
I don't like the idea of people making money out of me when it isn't me that's making the money out of them.
Is that a serious comment?
Yes.
Because
I don't like people making money out of my efforts.
Otherwise you're being
exploited.
When I'm not
even given a looking.
It's the principle of the matter, you know? Some stupid fool with a tape recorder making £1 million out of some concert that we sweated our guts out at.
It's not a concert at all, it's studio recordings.
There's two bootlegs.
Yeah, they were the early ones, which were...
Dreadful.
Poor quality.
Yeah, well, this isn't so good either. I mean, all that is material that we didn't want released. Because to us it's substandard and should be kept unreleased. At our discretion, not some gits. I don't like that. I think that's wrong. That's evil and nasty.
Do you know who did it?
Yes.
Who was it?
I'm not going to say.
Nicky's television.
I'm not going to say, but I'll see him in court.
Are you in fact going to sue about it?
How can you? How can you catch them? How can you prove it?
Well, I wouldn't be bothered anyway, I've got too many other things to do.
It's true, but somebody in...
We don't stand a hope in hell of winning anything in any court. Not in this country, forget it.
I'm better at borrowing money than anybody else in the world.
The title of the album you did put out, whose decision was it?
Ours. That's, Steve always says that, it's his catchphrase.
It was something that Steve always used to say.
Because he's rude.
And decadent.
Uncouth.
And fat.
Very fat.
Oh, but he's not here to defend himself.
He couldn't defend himself even if he was the ignorant slob. We hate him. We plot against him every night. And they plot against me as well.
Why do they plot against you, Sid?
Because they say that I can't play nothing and that I'm stupid.
That isn't a plot, that's just a fact. My life.
No, that's what
don't get above your station, piece of lowlife.
Sid, I have this theory about how you got your name. Now, can I just tell
it's
you
wrong.
What... well, you haven't heard it, so please let me say it. And no, I don't think anybody else has come up with this. I'm an inveterate reader of the music papers. Sorry.
Yeah.
And in a long time ago, I read in the New Musical Express that the Kurzel Flyers, of all people... were enthusing about a group called, from the East End, called Shadbolt.
What?
With a guitarist whose name was Sid Vicious. And this rumour...
Yes, actually, don't go on, because the name does come from Sid Barrett of Pink Floyd fame. Remember?
I do, very well.
Well, we called him Vicious, because his real name was Sid, because he wasn't vicious, he's just a big baby who eats sweets. Look at him.
I thought you called him Sid because that was an albino hamster that you had both owned, or is
yeah,
this...
I owned it.
That was why I was called Sid, because I hated the name. I always was going on...
But that's his real name now.
...about how I hated the name Sid. So he started calling me Sid to all my friends and saying, look, this is Sid, and I made the big mistake of denying it and saying, it's not, honestly, it's so-and-so. And I was Sid forever after, so I thought, well, I'm stuck with it now, so I might as well like it.
And do you?
Yeah.